To start, tell us what is the top priority in your election platform?
The top priority is, it's very difficult to do that because we talk very much about how things are connected. So in this election, we are talking about the climate, of course, and the important priority of action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions as quickly as possible so that we can have a competitive green economy. We're also talking about the importance of life with dignity by completing our social safety net so that everyone can have the support that they need throughout their whole lives. And we also speak about justice, the importance of reconciliation with Indigenous peoples and dismantling systemic racism.
You just talk about climate issues. Any party talk about climate change. What makes your climate plan different from the others?
Our climate plan is one that will work. That is the main difference. We understand and respect what we have been told by the leading experts we need to do. We have been told last month by the United Nations that it's very important that we reduce our greenhouse gas emissions as quickly as possible so that we can prevent more warming, which is the thing that causes these extreme weather events and climate events. So our plan is one that recognizes that we need to stop building new pipelines, stop our oil and gas exploration projects. We need to stop subsidizing the fossil fuel industry, and we need to invest in green infrastructure.
Especially here in BC, we have suffered serious impacts of wildfire nearly every summer in recent years. So, except the long-term measures you just mentioned, what do you think a federal government can do immediately to prevent the wildfire impact?
Well, first, the measures that we talk about are a mix of short-term and long-term things. One of the things that is so exciting about a green future through a green recovery is that, you know, we need to get our economy going again, and there are many short-term jobs that can be created through the green economy, things like helping to build our infrastructure, things like helping to retrofit homes. So there's short-term projects and long-term projects. For the wildfires, the short-term thing that can be done, of course, is to end them, is to get them under control. And so I know that the wildfire services are working very hard on that. But then we need to start talking about how will we adapt. And we know that there's a lot of Indigenous knowledge about how we can adapt. So that even though we know there will be wildfires in the future, they don't have to be so damaging. And then we also need to, again, mitigate. We can never forget that because the wildfires are bad now, but if we don't take action, then the wildfires will become worse. And so we already have to plan to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions.
What is your economic recovery plan? How does it lead Canada to go through the pandemic?
Our economic recovery plan is focused on a green recovery. And when we talk about a green recovery, we are very excited because we know that this is the greatest economic opportunity that we have seen in our lifetime. Moving towards renewable energy means that Canada can remain an energy powerhouse. But instead of being a fossil fuel energy superpower, we can become a renewable energy superpower. And by investing in renewable energy, by building our national renewable energy electricity grid, by building charging stations across the country for zero emission vehicles, by retrofitting buildings and homes, these things are the jobs of the future. These are the innovations of the future. And every major economy is rushing as fast as they can to transform their economy. So we will get jobs in the short term through a green recovery, and we will get jobs in the long term through a green recovery. And that's what will ensure our future prosperity and economic success.
Let's get back to the election. So we have read reports say You have nearly 100 candidates short of a full slate in this election. And is that real?
We're still working with Elections Canada on the final total. We will not have a full slate of candidates, but it won't be as high as that. It will be less than that. So we will publish a statement with the final number, but it won't be the full amount, but it won't be as high as that. So
you admit you are not going to have the full slate. May I have the reason why?
There's more than one reason. There's a few reasons. One, as a smaller party, when you're in the middle of a pandemic and when many of your volunteers are older, even though we had candidates ready to present themselves, we didn't succeed in getting the 100 signatures in all of the ridings that we needed. That was one reason. And then, of course, with our party, we have been making changes to the way that we nominate candidates. And so that took some additional time. And then another part of it is that, we have unfortunately lost some time and some resources to internal party matters that took resources away from getting all the signatures we needed. And so it's a mix of factors, and I am disappointed that we don't have a full slate of candidates, but we are very proud of the candidates that we do have.
Thank you, Ms. Paul. That will be all for this interview.
Thank you very much for having me. Enjoy the rest of your day.